You're listening to Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall on CJAD 800.
That is James Menney. He is over at the Montreal Gazette. And Jim, I thought we'd start off today by getting some reaction. You know, one of the things we keep talking about is the fact that the CAQ has such a large majority. They're going to pretty much push through everything they want. So you kind of wonder if the opposition will stand up and actually, you know, do anything. So I thought we'd at least hear from Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois. Now, this has to do with Santé Quebec, the thing introduced yesterday, Christian Dubé's big, I don't know, 1,000-page revision or redux, I guess, of the Quebec healthcare system. Here's Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois' reaction to it.
What I see in that reform is a bureaucrat's power trip. It's a reform by and for bureaucrats. There is nothing here for the patients. There is nothing here to bring more nurses into the public healthcare system. No one will say, oh, I will go back to work for the public system because now there is a big shot CEO coming from the private sector. What a curious idea.
What a curious idea, Jim. Kind of hit it on the head, didn't he?
Yeah, you had me nervous there because he also described it another way, in a way that involved the name of Gaetan Barrette, but I'm not sure we're allowed to say that on the radio.
Ah.
But yeah, it's, listen, and it wasn't just Nadeau-Dubois. I mean, everybody took turns walking up one side of Dubé and his reform and down the other. And the thing is, you know, you're right. They can ram this through. And the way things are going today, I'll bet you folding money, they'll probably have to invoke closure because there is a growing consensus that whether it's in the opposition, whether it's among the union, whether it's among non-unionized personnel, who are simply part of the healthcare network, that this is nothing more than a smokescreen. If the real advantage for at least one Quebecer named Christian Dubé is that if there is a problem, the whole idea of ministerial responsibility can now be shoved over and say, listen, it's not me. It's Santé Quebec. You have to deal with them. We just think big thoughts here. We have orientations here over the health ministry for the day-to-day nuts and bolts, which is all anyone cares about. You can go talk to Santé Quebec. Who will be in charge? We have no idea, but apparently they'll be really, really good managers. Although, as I've mentioned in the past, being a manager in the healthcare system is a bit different from being a manager, say, in an AI company. You have to know how the thing works. And the fact is, there's only a certain amount of operational knowledge out there. It's going to be spread so thin across Santé Quebec that we are going to have people. We're going to have basically, you know, perhaps enthusiastic amateurs set in front of a control panel and said, well, you figure it out, but, you know, just make sure that everything's fine. It is really sort of surfacing as even physically. I mean, the thing's hundreds of pages long. It's got like 1,300 articles in it. And my colleague, Aaron Durfell, I don't know if you saw his piece in the Gazette today, he points out a very, very interesting facet of Bill 15. Even though the rationale is to improve patient care, in the entirety of that bill, the word patient occurs all of four times. Meanwhile, the word private, and a lot of people are concerned that this is just the first move, the first layer of smoke for privatizing healthcare in Quebec, the word private occurs 201 times in the bill. So, you know, it looks like this is headed in a certain way, and it looks like the opposition is already smelling blood. And the fact is, if they maintain this kind of pressure, and if there's one thing we know, is that the Legault government does not deal well with pressure. You may see the cracks start appear, not just, you know, in the usual, you know, the usual areas of complaint like Montreal or some other urban center. A lot of what needs to be fixed in the healthcare network is in CAQ land. It's in the regions. And if it turns out that we're going to see this over the 2 years that this, you know, Bill 15 is supposed to unfold, that it's not working, that in fact there are more problems than solutions created by this, it is going to hurt the CAQ. They've been great with having distractions, with, you know, pointing, oh, look, immigrants over there. Oh, look, English over there. Oh, look, the French is in decline. This is a nuts and bolts issue that has an effect on every single Quebecer, and it's going to be difficult for them to try and tap dance their way out of it if they find themselves in a dead end. They won't be able to blame the usual suspects. They are quite literally the authors of this bill and perhaps the authors of their own misfortune.
You know, it kind of makes you wonder, Jim, you use that word, right, invoke closure. Are we going to start to see that happen more and more with this government?
Well, why not? They've been doing it. Hey, they were doing it when they had a mere 75 seats. Now they've got 90.
That was the pandemic. You had an excuse back then. You don't now.
Well, if they say it's taking too long, that, you know, the health, if they say the healthcare system is in desperate need of reform and the opposition is unnecessarily prolonging debate on this, bet your bottom dollar they will invoke closure quicker than you can say Bill 21 or Bill 96. They don't care. And in the end, and this is a really sort of like even more politically dangerous habit that they've gotten into. You know, guys like Francois Legault, so don't worry, I'll just put it on my Facebook page. I'll explain my point of view on my Facebook page and everything's going to be fine. They've been getting all kinds of support from, you know, the what I like to refer to as the Bloc Québécois. And indeed, even today, the coverage of this, the analysis of Bill 15, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. These guys are saviors. Wait until the cracks start to appear and see if that continues. All I'm saying is, I haven't seen the opposition this lively, this you know, stoked since before 2018. So who knows what's going to happen?
And so to that end, if we're talking provincial politics and the opposition, let's talk about the Quebec Liberal Party. So they, you know, I was thinking they just continue to kind of fade into obscurity. But if they're jazzed up, is that part of the reason why they're taking to the road again?
I think quite the contrary, frankly. I think the idea is that even though they're having a good day today, there's all those other terrible days that they have to do.
Yeah.
So what they're going to do is they're going to go on the road this summer to find themselves. And they've created this 14-member committee. It's interesting. It's going to be co-chaired by André Pratt, former La Presse editorial writer and former Canadian senator. And also by Liberal MNA Madouane Nika-Kadet. It's her first term. But clearly the messaging is there that they want to, you know, they want to rejuvenate the party in every sense of the word. I mean, they had a terrible election result, and the embarrassment of that by-election result is going to be difficult to explain. Something has to be done. And what I find intriguing, though, there's 14 members on the committee. Other members on the committee include Pierre Harquin, Jeff Kelly, Lucie Charlebois, and Jean Lemoyne. We're talking either Couillard or indeed Charest-era liberals. So I guess they're there to make sure that, you know, things don't get completely out of control. But the most fascinating thing I see here, special guest star Antoine Dion Charest, son of Jean Charest, is also going to be a part of this exercise.
Oh.
And I can't help but wonder, is this a quest for identity? Or is this an attempt at rebranding and perhaps market testing whether a Charest might have a future in the Liberal Party? Don't forget, father-son teams in Quebec politics are not unknown.
Yeah, they've happened, right.
How old is he,
Jim?
Sorry?
How old is he?
Dion Charest?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know off the top of my head. I think he's in his 30s.
Okay, well.
I mean, Charest's my age, and I'd say he's probably in his 30s. But, yeah, once again, I mean, this is the merest speculation on my part, but it's interesting that they're mentioning this. And when you look at the characters, the personalities on this committee, it's interesting that he is going to be a part of this. And, indeed, it seems that there is no concern that the name Charest is going to sort of, like, you know, have an adverse effect on their proposed success for this. But in the end, they have to produce a report. They're going out. If nothing else, guys, they're going out doing something that the Liberals have not done in more than 10 years, which is go out and talk to people who used to be card-carrying Liberals. There was a time the Liberals did jolly well in the regions. But when, you know, especially in the Couillard regime, they essentially turned their backs on the rank and file. They figured they were smarter than anybody else. They were going to do all the planning. And we saw the results in 2018. So I think it's smart to go out and try and rebuild at the grassroots level. But as I say, it's an interesting cast of characters, and it's going to be an interesting summer to see what is said, and perhaps more importantly, how much applause is reserved for various members of this committee.
All right.
Hey, your guess was pretty good. I just found he's 35, about 35, because in 2020 he was 32. So.
Well, there you go. I mean, so this is like, listen, this is, he's a relative stripling.
Yeah, fresh young blood. Yeah.
This, You know, and you want to go after that demographic. You want to go after people who will get your – you want to get those fresh votes.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, I have to tell you, and I've been stomping up and down on the Liberals for quite some time, this is a smart move. And if nothing else, especially over the dog days of summer, they're going to give people something to write about.
James Manny over at the Montreal Gazette. Thank you, Jim.
Adam, Matt.